Welcome to Petita's 1:39 a.m. podcast. We have to be quiet because people are sleeping. Anyways, let me explain something. I believe that there's a difference between Republicans and Trumpists. I don't like Republicans, period. I don't give a fuck who you is. I don't like you. I'm a very liberal person. Maybe leaning towards leftist. Maybe a radical leftist. Maybe an anarchist. Depends on what you look at. But I'm not a Republican. I'm very far from Republicans. I don't even have to be like a truly Democrat, but like, what's that for Biden? But essentially, what I was trying to say is that, I differentiate Trumpists from Republicans. Because it seems that a lot of Republicans who are not Democrats, they had the belief that, okay, so vote for Trump, because we are very staunch, we're very stern Republicans, and we want to continue voting Republican. So they vote for Trump, and they guess that the other Republicans in the party would step up to the plate and drain them out. Make sure you guess who knows what's good and what's not. And then they didn't. They bent over. They broke their backs and they just let it happen. So that's how they became Democrats. They're like, fuck, the Republican Party just failed us. What the fuck do we do now? But then some of them fell deeper in love with Trump. Or fell in love with Trump. Or were already in love with Trump. Or somewhere or another, and I don't consider them the same group of people. Like, it's like for them, it's like a 1984 dystopia. Think about it. If Trump was, let's say, what's it called? Big Brother. Let's call him Big Brother. That's not very accurate. More like the government. Big Brother's the government, but you know what I mean. From 1984, it matches everything up. Well, though in 1984, it was much more, it's less, like, enthusiastic in comparison to Trump supporters. Think about it. The Trump supporters, the supporting of Trump leaks into everything in their life. Kind of like how in 1984, Big Brother or the government leaks into every facet of their life, listening to them at all times, so on and so forth. Well, though, with Trump supporters, they don't necessarily, they're not being listened into, so they might think they are because of China. Oh my god, China's awful. Such a dumb idea. I hate the whole stigma against China and Russia and all that jazz. Anyways, that's something unrelated. But essentially, they essentially praise him like some celestial being that will save us all. And they actively perform doublethink all the fucking time. And it's like, holy shit, they're holding two opinions that go against itself. But they're like, it makes total sense. They don't question it for a second. For example, this is a bit of TikTok, but like, let's say, their argument, if you don't like the country you're in, leave. But they simultaneously hate immigrants. Because why don't they're taking their opportunities and stuff? Why don't they just stay in the country and make it better? Like, what? We're told to leave because we don't like the country, but when we do leave, we're told to stay because we're supposed to fix the country. But we're also told to leave. It's like they actively use double funk, and it's such a weird thing. Like, the Trump supporters, I call them Trumpists, are essentially civilians from 1984, from whatever, I don't remember what it's called. It's been a while, I should probably read the book, but it's like, it's so eerie, and it's really worrying, because 1984, though we don't like George Orwell, or George Orwell was shady. He did some shady things, but though we don't. Like, 1984 was supposed to be commentary on how both some of the political right at the time would lead to their own downfall and how it would end up being a dystopian future. And it's like, yo, we have some supporters for what might be the Big Brother of the real world. And that's worrying. Because if things continued on this path and Trump gets more power and is re-elected, which I'm pleading bloody mercy, do not let him be re-elected. God knows what will happen. We've only seen signs of fascism. Like, we've seen repeatedly on TikTok them comparing Trump's presidency to fascism. That's not the fucking goal. Your goal is never to be compared to fascism. Your goal is not to be compared, one. If you have to be compared, you're supposed to be compared to something good, not something bad, something god-awful. Anyways, that's it. Bye. It's reaching 5 minutes. It's 1:44 now. Let's do this. Well, should I talk more about COVID? Nah. Needs log signing out. Bye.
Thank you.